Welcome to Turn the Volume Up. I'm your host, Susan Hay, and I'm here to guide you in living a soul-led life and to help you bring your business into alignment so you can embrace your peaceful profits era. This is a no gatekeeping activation portal where we merge the power of energetics with the predictability of rolling your sleeves up and working smarter. Each week, I'll bring you many trainings for scaling with less stress, along with elevated conversations on becoming the most magnetic you. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. Turn the Volume Up, Season 5. It is here. And this episode has been a long time coming. I actually thought that I would start recording a lot sooner than now, but as many of you guys know, when I left you off at the end of 2023, we had just navigated a cross-country move from Colorado to Georgia. And in fact, you can go back and listen to the episode where I revealed lessons from a cross-country move. And this episode today is going to be the first episode of season 5, and it is lessons from the messy middle of a power move. And I don't know, it kind of feels like we're elevating up and out of the messy middle right now, but it just felt really, really important for me to come and record a very heartfelt episode today because a lot has changed. And, you know, over the last 6 weeks, I honestly spent a little bit of time sitting with, would Turn the Volume Up return? There just have been some really hard moments where I just wasn't sure. And there was something though deep inside of me that I've always felt that was a hell yes. Like this podcast, is just something that I'm so grateful for. And it's honestly been such an easy thing for me to show up to. I've always wanted that deeper connection and to have that deeper conversation. And I think we all have witnessed and we all know that the truth and reality about most social platforms right now is that there's not a lot of depth. It is impossible actually to create too much depth in terms of like the conversations that we're having because people's attention spans are so small. And I mean, there's also just a lot of hate out there right now. So the podcast has always just been an easy thing for me to create. However, the last 6 weeks, I really just felt this resistance and it felt so hard to show up here and create. And it was just a few weeks ago that I had a conversation with a couple of really close friends and I expressed to them, I'm really struggling to come back. I don't want to talk about some of the things that I used to talk about, but some of the things that I do want to talk about, I really question whether people want to hear it, whether it's important. And one of my friends said to me, is it important to you? And that simple question really just opened up this gateway for me to dive a little bit deeper into my heart and my purpose behind this podcast. And it's always been to show the real behind the scenes of growing a business. And I really want to expand that into showing people the real behind the scenes of living an aligned life and showing up more present and in more joy to this life that I've designed because I believe it's possible for all of us. And so today's episode, Lessons from the Messy Middle, I came with notes upon notes, which I don't usually do, but I didn't want to miss anything. And I also wanted to make sure that this podcast episode really had some structure to it. And I don't want it to feel like a soap opera or like I'm just venting about the last 7 months of my life. I really want it to come with the alchemized lessons that I've learned along the way, because one thing that I've learned is that I'm not that unique. What I am growing through and going through is oftentimes the same thing that you are growing through. And so I kind of see today's episodes as a series of transmissions to share with you. And you know, a lot of it is going to come from my lived experience over these last 7 months. But beyond that, I have watched many friends walk through difficult power moves. And I've helped many clients over the last year walk through these power moves. Now, when I talk about a power move, I want you to know this isn't always just a cross-country move. This may be just like this huge leap in your life. It could be in your career. It could be in or out of a relationship. It could be inside of your business. But really, to me, the definition of a power move is making that move that is following your heart. It doesn't make logical sense. People may not understand it, but you just know in your heart of hearts that the truth that's calling for you is the step towards something else, towards what if, towards what's on the other side of this threshold. And to me, that's a power move. So I don't know if that will resonate with you, but essentially when I last left off with you, I had shared basically lessons from a cross-country move. And when I shared that update, I was sitting in this energy of so much excitement. We really were sitting in that honeymoon period, right? So moving to a brand new place, being close to family for the first time, my husband starting a new job, my kids starting a new school, me really relishing all the hard work that I've put into growing my business and building my business and automating my business so that I could have this time to kind of pause and help bridge, you know, everybody in the family over to this new, you know, new experience here in Georgia. So when I last left you, we were really much sitting in that exploratory energy and discovery of a new place, you know, finding your favorite new sushi place and finding new parks and just really finding the excitement in the chaos. And so what has come since, though, is the messy middle, okay? Now, the messy middle to me is, I think that this can be defined as once that newness starts to wear off of the honeymoon period, you're laying down life, right? Like you're in life. And a lot of the things that maybe crept up before the power move are starting to come up again. And so for me, when I started to realize, well, I actually didn't realize that we were in the messy middle. Rarely, I think, do we realize it, but I'm hoping that by sharing this anatomy of a power move with you, it'll help you navigate through it a little bit quicker when you find yourself in it. And so for me, I think the first sign was that like, okay, this is messy and this isn't what I thought it was going to be, was I really felt like I was in this place of like, okay, we're going to move from Colorado to Georgia. I'm going to put my business like on autopilot and just coast for a little bit. And then I'm going to be ready to get back into growth mode again. And so the year closed out and the new year started, and I still was kind of in the space of like, okay, I don't know that I'm ready to race into the new year. And so I really came into the new year very intentionally. And I would say towards the end of January, I really started to get excited about drafting a plan for the year. And it felt like every time I went to go draft a plan or start to create something, I would have like an obstacle in front of me. And it would be an array of obstacles, but it just kept happening. You know, I remember one day I was on a meeting with somebody that I was going to do a collaboration with, and I was so lit up and excited about this collaboration. And as soon as I got off the meeting, I raced to the bus stop to get my boys. And one of them had just gotten over being sick, and the other one got off the bus sick. And then we had to race to the chiropractor, and there was just this absolute perfect storm that carried us into the evening. And I found myself so like feeling so defeated. Like I have the capacity and I have the energy to create and deliver when everything's going right. But when everything's going wrong, will I be able to show up and deliver the way I want to deliver? And so it just continued. It just kept happening and happening. And what I found is I really had, you know, obstacle upon obstacle and this underlying resentment that really started to build. It almost felt like my desire to be in growth mode with my business had to be put on hold. And that isn't something that I've ever really experienced before inside of my business. And I think there's a couple things that probably really came into play inside of that. And I know I mentioned it in the last episode that I did, but you know, we moved here to help my husband step into a new position inside of, you know, the industry and career that he's had after leaving, you know, a couple of years of being in real estate. And with that, you know, came him trying to jump in and stabilize and help a business grow. And he was really putting in a lot of hours. We had multiple weeks where he worked 7 days a week and he would leave at 7:30 in the morning and we would not see him until 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so very quickly, life as we knew it in Colorado wasn't life as we knew it anymore. And I think that that really started to hit me and it really started to hit my husband and it really started to hit my boys. And I just kind of thought like kids are so resilient, they're going to be fine. But I really started to see, the move, impact them. You know, my youngest, who I thought was just going to navigate it so easily, really was showing up in some sadness. And so anyways, I won't go too far into that, but I think ultimately what I want you to know beyond everything else is that you are going to be stretched when you opt into and you take the leap into growth, into that power move. But the stretching is not to break you. It is to expand you. And I think that we definitely have had some moments where it has felt like, how much further could we possibly stretch right now? Like, we feel like we're going to break in half. And I think what happens is oftentimes the thing that we said that we wanted is the outcome. And we didn't necessarily think about the process to get to the outcome. And so what I've learned in this experience is that, yes, the messy middle is hard and it stretches us, but it also builds us and expands us and prepares us for what is on the other side, that what if that we found ourselves daydreaming about. So one thing that I know to be true when we opt into expansion is that we will experience a series of breakdowns and then breakthroughs. And what I'm learning inside of this is that if you can soften your expectations and timelines, you will create less suffering for yourself. So what I mean by that is I think that I had an expectation that I would just take the template of our life in Colorado, everything that we did there and the format of that and the template and the rituals and the daily habits and the routines, and we would just plunk that down here in Georgia, and maybe there would be a little pause, but then we would just hit resume like it was a, you know, well, I'm going to age myself, like it was like a tape recorder, and let's go ahead and just hit resume and let's get back to life. And that really is a frivolous way of thinking. And so our expectations are often the problem. And I'm going to vulnerably share a story with you where I feel like this was the first break down and then break through that we had inside of this messy middle. So what happened was there was one night in particular, and this was a period of several weeks where I have to imagine now going back in time, I probably was not the most pleasant person to be around. And I know some people will have a hard time believing that. Because I do present such a positive attitude. But, you know, I struggle too, sometimes to be my highest self. And sometimes I have blind spots and I don't see that the ways that I'm showing up are ugly or could add stress to other people. And as I mentioned, I had like this resentment that had been building. And there was one night in particular where my kids were really, really testing me. I mean, acting out. And it ultimately came to this pinnacle of me yelling and screaming. And this had happened, you know, a few times. I don't want to make you think it was a one-time thing. But on this particular night when I yelled and screamed and lost it, my kids actually looked scared. Like they looked worried. Like I could tell that in that interaction, I transferred some things to them that they didn't deserve. They didn't need, you know? And I ultimately had this moment where I told them, I have to step away. Mom needs a timeout. I got to step away from you. And I went to my bedroom and I sat on the edge of my bed and I cried. I just cried and I prayed. And I just said, God, why is this so hard? Why is this so hard right now? What am I missing? I feel like I have to be missing something because I have just never felt this resistance, this pull. And I was in this moment of mercy, and the voice that came back to me said, your expectations are the problem. You have held on to expectations that worked in Colorado, but they do not work here in Georgia. This is a new place. Everybody is having a brand new experience here. And so for you to expect that everything is going to transfer over and be the same is the problem. Your kids are not the problem right now. You are the problem. And I heard it. And I accepted it, and I was so grateful to be able to hear that voice come through and guide me. And so I pulled myself together, and I remember putting the kids to bed and being quite frustrated and coming downstairs, finally ready for my time where I was going to get out my laptop and I was going to get to some of my work. And I was not downstairs for less than 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And I hear the voice of my oldest son coming down the stairs, Mom. And I just knew, something inside of me just knew. Like, you need to be patient right now. You need to be so patient. You don't think you have any patience left in you? The fuck you don't. You find that patience inside of you. And I did. And I said, what's up, bud? And he said, I'm scared. And I just, in that moment, thought how much courage and bravery it took for my son to come down those stairs after the monster and the resentment that I had been projecting onto everybody else and the monster that I had been for a few weeks. I just thought, wow, the courage of this little boy to come downstairs and tell me that he's scared. And so I said, okay, bud, come here. You know, what are you scared of? And he said, well, I'm scared of the dark. And then not far behind him was his younger brother who comes, you know, tiptoeing down the stairs to join us. And I opened my arms for him to come over. And as we started to talk, what I realized was that he wasn't just scared of the dark, because he went on to tell me that he was scared because dad had not been at home and we were in a new place. And I'm even getting emotional, like sharing the story with you, because what I'm about to share with you was the breakthrough. And I think that I had learned this lesson many, many years ago, back when I had two salon locations and I merged back into one location. And I remember having to go to our Saturday shift meeting and announce to my team that we were no longer going to be a two-location salon, that we were going to merge back into one location. And I remember staring down at the ground, crying and sharing this with them, and ultimately looking up and seeing tears in all of their eyes and seeing that and realizing that what they wanted wasn't a perfect leader that was going to run this multi-million dollar giant of a salon. What they wanted was a human being, like a heart-led leader that was going to be truthful and honest with them. And I had a flashback to that moment in time when I was sitting there with my sons, and I just started crying. I just started crying, and I told them, I said, I'm scared too. Oh, and in the crying, you could see them soften. My youngest son is a sympathetic crier. He's a feeler, so he started crying too. And I really just poured from the heart into them and explained to them that I wanted to be the best mom ever for them, and that I knew that I hadn't been filling those shoes the way I wanted to fill those shoes for them, and that I was scared for all the change that we were experiencing too. And it felt really good for me to just be truthful and honest with them instead of just like trying to like lie to them and be inauthentic. And in that moment that night, there was this energy that shifted for the three of us where we really came together. We really sat in this bonding moment of the messy middle, of the breakdown, which ultimately led to this beautiful breakthrough of me getting to be honest with them and them getting to be honest with me. And I got to be honest, right after that happened, I hugged them, I put them back to bed. I had so much love in my heart for them and empathy and compassion for what they were experiencing. We woke up the next day and it was like we had come to the other side. The clouds parted just a little bit for us. And so I just think it's really important in this story for you to understand this lesson that this life is very cyclical. Just like the seasons of Mother Nature, we are going to experience spring, summer, winter, fall. We're going to experience rebirth and death and rebirth and death. And the law of rhythm tells us that life is cyclical. We will experience it in cycles. So we are going to have the highs and we are going to have the lows. And I think it's really important for us to understand that when we are in the breakdown, we need to know that we are being built, that this isn't the final destination. This is just part of the process and part of the story that's unfolding for us. It's really important that we stay in hopefulness and that we trust, that we really trust our lives and we trust what's coming on the other side. Now, the second lesson that I want to share with you inside of this is you can ask for what you want inside of a power move. And oftentimes, the thing that led us to that threshold, to that power move, to taking that leap is asking for what we want. But sometimes we get into what we asked for and we realized maybe I wasn't clear enough about what I asked for. And I would say it was about about 6 weeks ago. My husband was just, he kept coming home from work really, really frustrated. This guy was putting in so much time and effort. In fact, he had an 11-day stretch. He had an 11-day stretch where he put in about 130 hours in 11 days. He was exhausted. He was frustrated. And he finally got a day off. And then a couple of days later, he came home and he was pretty angry. My husband is like a pretty passive person. But when he reaches his point, his breaking point, like I know he means business. And this particular night, he came home with some real like anger about some things that were taking place inside of the organization, that he didn't have control over per se. And we talked about it, for probably about an hour. And then I went to bed and he stayed up. And I went to bed that night with a really heavy heart, very heavy heart. A little bit of fear creeping up for me of like, you know, was this the right move? what's going to happen next, you know? And a couple weeks later, we spoke about it. And Jason told me that he also stayed up that night and he had a heavy heart. And he told me that he prayed that night. And he said, you know, I realized that night that I had asked God for the paycheck and I had asked God for the position, but I didn't ask God for the quality of life. And he said, I prayed that night that we could have some quality of life. And that night when I went to bed, I prayed and I said, God, I know that you didn't bring us here to just leave us right here. Like, I know that there is something much greater, like a bigger story that we can't see yet, but we need some clarity. Like, you've got to give us something. I need some clarity about whether or not we made the right decision. And it was not less than a week later that a couple of key things happened inside of my husband's organization, mainly being a couple key positions were hired in, which basically changed the game, y'all. I mean, my husband essentially was kind of working like two positions, and now it was like he got elevated up and out so that he could really focus on the job that he came here to do. And it was so interesting because it was like we just sat through six hellish months, probably the most grueling period of time that we have ever experienced in our relationship, 14 years together. And I've sold a business, I've merged businesses, I've done it all. And this was probably the most grueling thing that we experienced. And it was like that, it finally shifted. And all of a sudden it felt like that last 6 months was the blink of an eye. We were like in a new timeline. And so that's the second lesson in the messy middle that I want to share with you is sometimes we forget that we can ask for what we want. Now, this only works if you have faith in something outside of yourself. So I'm not talking about religion here. I want to be very clear about that. But for you, that may be religion. But the root of it is just having faith. If you are somebody that has faith, that there is a greater energy or a greater source who is co-collaborating this life with you, then you can ask for what you want, okay? And you might be surprised at how quickly you get what you desire. And I think it is okay for us to also land in this place of what we thought we wanted maybe has a few nuances to it and we got to add some revisions to it. And that's okay too. But I think sometimes we get so in the suffering and thinking that it has to be this way that we forget that we can ask. We can't ask for what we want. Now, the other thing that's been really interesting for me inside of this space that I think is going to be really helpful for a lot of people is that inside of the messy middle, you can use this space to really address your habits and your beliefs. And for me, this kind of showed up in this space of realizing that I was really kind of wearing my entrepreneur identity as a badge of honor and almost prioritizing business leadership over my family leadership. And I don't think that this really clicked for me until one of my good friends, Jenny Kahn, asked me one day, she told me, you know, you might need to spend a little time exploring your opinions around femininity. And that led to me also exploring my opinions around motherhood. And it was really interesting. It's like such a simple question. But when we take a question and we contemplate it, and what I mean by that is we don't race to find the answer, but we actually sit with it in some stillness, we can really start to sift through what resides in our subconscious. And so I'm going to share with you some rather embarrassing and vulnerable things that I uncovered. And I'm going to apologize in advance to any moms out there that I have ever made feel less than, okay? Because what I discovered when I started questioning my opinions around motherhood is I discovered that I have, while I'm very, very proud of being a mom, I don't think that I've ever really fully embraced it and the honor of what it is and the responsibility of what it is. And I think that at times I've almost felt like being an entrepreneur is the real work that I came here to do. And that was really interesting for me to explore and realize that I've almost even like closed myself off to friendships with women who aren't a combination of either an entrepreneur, like if they're an entrepreneur and a mom, that's great. But if they're, and I'm going to use air quotes, just a mom, then I think I kind of like closed myself off to those friendships. And none of that had to do with that woman at all, but it had everything to do with this subconscious opinion that I had inside of myself that the most important work that I'll do here in this lifetime is the work that I'll do inside of a business and with my clients. And what I have discovered is that is so far from the truth. While I do love building businesses, wow, I do see now how important this role is that I play as mom, as supporter, as leader to my kids. And ultimately, what I've discovered is I have this desire to help them grow up and be these little conscious human beings who also create an impact in this world. And that was very interesting for me. And diving into that really has allowed me to open up my scope of and my lens and the way that I see people and the way that I see myself and the way that I see moms. And so I just want to take my hat off to all the moms out there, and especially the ones who have dedicated their life in the most selfless way to the growth of their children. You are absolutely stunning. You are absolutely incredible. And I just want to take my hat off to you. Now, what is also interesting is I, in October, sat in an ayahuasca ceremony. My friend Rachel and I hosted a ceremony. And during the ceremony, we had the special experience with, we did like a rose petal bath to kick off the ceremonies. And it was just such an intoxicating experience. And I really, what I noticed is as soon as I came back home in November, I started buying roses. And I had roses on my desk every week. And it was, I would say in February, I was like, wow, just one day it finally clicked. I was like, wow, I actually used to hate roses. That's so weird. But I started buying them because of this experience that I had in Colorado with the rose petal bath. And as I started to explore my opinions around femininity, what I realized is I have never liked roses because I thought that they were too girly. I thought that they were too feminine of a flower. And now here I am absolutely like in love with them. I'm looking at them right now on my desk, just like the smell of them and how beautiful and luscious they are as they expand and bloom. And it just was wild to me to see that even my belief around femininity, my different layers of beliefs around femininity have impacted my actions, like my buying actions, right? And I have so many other examples of that, but I think what I discovered is that I had a lot of layered opinions about femininity being too soft, maybe even being weak. And what I have really been exploring though over the last year is how powerful our feminine is, especially when we start talking about energetics. And our feminine is what holds our intuition and our creativity and our attraction, that pull. and that collaboration and community and the love, right? And so I think that, you know, when you're in this space of the messy middle, it is so unfamiliar as it is, which makes it a really great time for us to kind of sift through what we believe and what habits we've created along the way that may not be in alignment anymore to the life that we want to live and the person that we want to become. So one of the questions that you could ask yourself if you're in this is, what were you doing before that might have been an obligation, and why were you doing it? You know, one of the things that I discovered in this just kind of quietness of exploring this is that I had developed a pretty toxic relationship with achievement. Like, achievement had really become like this badge of honor and this place of validation for me. And at the root of it was me just trying to prove that I was worthy. And so over these last 7 months, like, yeah, I've achieved things behind the scenes. I haven't necessarily shown those to the world, but I have clients that I'm working with and I've hit money milestones and I've had things like that happen. But I haven't been like going out of my way to like make those things happen. I haven't been putting those things up on a pedestal, mainly because I've been so busy, you know, with the life side of thing, like trying to stabilize and support my family. And it's almost like breaking up and disrupting that toxic loop really allowed me to look at it through a much closer magnified lens to see, like, ooh, I don't necessarily want to keep creating inside of this world from a place of lack or because I don't believe that I'm already worthy, because I am, and so are you. And so I bring this forward because this is some of the work that I do with a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with. Is they're type A, they're high achievers, they've always kicked ass, they've always achieved what they've said that they were going to achieve. And at some point, we can get addicted to that and think that if we're not achieving, that we're not productive or we're not worthy. And so I think that, you know, that's something that really came up for me inside of the space of examining my habits and my beliefs. And, you know, I just discovered that I busied myself a lot. You know, when I was in Colorado, I was always trying to get to this event or that event. And, you know, even on social media, showing people what I was doing, here's what I'm working on. And I've stopped doing that. Like, you may notice, I don't do that anymore. I don't give a bullet list each week of like, here's what I've been working on and let me show you what I'm doing. And I have a business that's relevant and look at me, I'm so worthy. And I think that I did a lot of that stuff, busying myself to stay relevant and again, to show people how worthy I am. So, okay, the other lesson and transmission that has come through that I really want to share, and I think this one is, oh, it's so important. Oh, it's like the nectar of a power move right here. Okay. Inside of a power move, and especially if you are moving to a brand new state, which I know a few people who have done that and who are doing it in the future, but also if you're starting a new business or starting a new career, you have a wonderful opportunity to reinvent yourself. Okay. But I think sometimes we think that the reinvention of ourself is, again, about doing, checking things off of a box. I'm going to do this external thing and I'm going to obtain this material possession. And really, when you boil it down, reinventing yourself is about doing an identity upgrade. And I think it's an easy thing for us to resist because we're always going to hold on to that which is comfortable for us. So what we have to do, and this is the part that's like feels like can feel like a dark night of the soul, is you kind of have to allow your power move to crack you open so that you can rebuild the most magnetic and aligned version of yourself. You have to empty the vessel, which is you, so that you can fill it back up with what you want to exist current day. And I really felt the beginning parts of this when we were driving from Colorado to Georgia. I had this moment in between homes where I realized how much of my identity was wrapped up in being a Coloradoan. Like, I had lived in that great state for 24 years. I had lived in that great state in a place where I had seen people come and go, people, you know, come to make a life there, not able to hack it, and then they would go back to where they came from. And I just had so much pride inside of being a Coloradoan, living in the, in my opinion, still one of the most beautiful states that there is. I mean, it's a stunning place. Like, I lived there for 24 years and I still never saw everything that there was to see. And so it was this moment of panic between, you know, driving cross country that I was like, oh my gosh, who am I if I'm not a Coloradoan, if I'm not this mountain girl that, you know, moved to Colorado to snowboard, who am I? And I thought that that was very interesting. And I would say that it was the beginning of me kind of unraveling all of these parts of my identity that I've created over the years and worn as a badge of honor. And one of the other things that was a badge of honor for me inside of my identity was, has been that entrepreneur archetype, which, you know, I've already talked about with you. And I've really spent, you know, the majority of this year, I've spent a lot of time walking. If you follow me on Instagram, you've heard me talk about my miracle miles. I walk a minimum of 15,000 to 20,000 steps a day. I don't do it for fitness. I don't do it for health. I do it to clear my head and be with my thoughts. And when I was in Colorado, I spent a lot of time with podcasts plugged into my ears or music, always consuming something. And I think since I've moved here, I've really tried to preserve that time as a space for me to just be with myself, be with my thoughts and see what comes through. And one of the things that I've really, really just been sitting with, and I think this seed was planted in June of last year when I was a guest facilitator at a retreat in Colorado. I got to facilitate inside of this retreat and work with and be in community with women who weren't necessarily entrepreneurs. They were career women. They were moms. They were women who were really interested in transformation and living their best life. And I found myself really excited to work with people outside of the entrepreneur realm and talk about some of these other concepts and principles that I live in my everyday life. And so, you know, since the beginning of the year, I really have been sitting in this marination of, in my reinvention of myself, who do I want to be? What excites me right now? What's lighting me up? And what I do know is that I love, 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 love business. I love building businesses. I love helping people in their businesses. My brain can get activated like that. I love the strategy. I love the lessons learned. I love how it is like a personal growth journey inside of, you know, an opportunity to make money, which is so cool to me. I love that building businesses is showing future generations what's possible for them. I love everything about it. I love helping others do it. But there's parts of it that I've found that I'm tired of talking about. And what I mean by that is I've put out a lot of content in the past that has really excited me around how to triple your income, how to XYZ, how to build the best marketing strategy, right? Client attraction, mindset, business operations. And I love those things, but I've found that as I'm looking outward and taking in the messages around me, that I'm growing a little tired of hearing those conversations. And so it really got me sitting with, are other people tired of these conversations? You know, are other people also equally as tired as I am of hearing about how I made another $100,000 a month and here's the 7 steps for how to do it? You know, I feel like money's great. Money motivates me, but money does not fulfill me. And you might be like me too, where I've made the money, but what I'm looking for at this point in my life is something that goes much deeper than that. And I think that what I've discovered is that our business can also be a band-aid for deeper wounds inside of us. And I've probably first discovered this in a different capacity when I owned my salon. You know, I would sit across from these women who would share their stories with me. And what I kept hearing was them leading with apologies. And I'm sorry that you have to look at my fat. I'm sorry that my feet look like this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I finally reached a point where it just felt so heavy being around that. And what I realized was that the manicures, the facials, the organic, blah, 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 was basically just a band-aid for deeper wounds inside of ourselves. And I knew that I wanted to be a part of a bigger conversation. And so that's when I got into this realm of mentorship of like, okay, let me show you how to kind of fast track some of the ways that have cost me money in the past. Let me show you how to get around those a little quicker. Let me show you what I've learned on this journey. And then here we are full circle. I find myself in the same place where some of the conversations in the content that I've seen, it does feel like there's a smoke and mirrors type of vibe that's happening where there's a wound underneath what we're calling transparency is a deeper wound. And I think that our business can also be a band-aid for deeper wounds. And so the funnels, the social media, the client attraction, like, yes, I'm still going to be interested in having those conversations, but I just want to shine different light on them. And I have been really resistant to start creating content again because it's just not lit me up to go back to talking about the same things again. And as I mentioned, I am reinventing myself and my voice has not fully formed yet. And I have found that to be really, really uncomfortable. You know, how do I come back and talk about the things that I want to talk about if my voice doesn't feel fully formed yet? Like, I know where I want to go, but I just haven't figured out that vocabulary yet. And I think it's really easy for us to trick ourselves into thinking that we don't know enough. And so then we hold back and we don't do anything at all. And I was very, very close to doing that. And then I had this conversation with my friends about the podcast and about how hard it has been to create content. And they really helped talk me through it. And as one of them said, you're not fully formed yet. And that's why this feels so awkward. As she was saying that to me, I saw dot, dot, dot. But the only way to get fully formed is to start showing up, even if it feels messy, even if it feels uncertain, even if you are not fully formed yet, you will find your voice. We always find our voice in the muscle, in flexing the muscle. So here we are right now. I am loving myself extra right now. I am giving myself grace and I am moving a lot slower right now. And yes, I do want you to know there is imposter syndrome and all the things that you might be experiencing too. And what I keep coming back to is our voice might change, but our purpose is probably the same. And I think you could sit in this thought for a moment and ask yourself, and you might find that your purpose feels the same. It hasn't changed, but your voice most likely has, because life as it's happening to us is changing us. It's reshaping us. It's creating a metamorphosis and a transformation. And I know that God built me with a unique gift to help others remember who they are and to step back into their power too. And that I know as an absolute truth, and that truth will hold me as my voice develops. So I want to invite you to this kickoff of season 5 of Turn the Volume Up podcast, a passion project, a place that I love coming to create and to speak to you. And as my voice forms, as it alchemizes, what you can expect is conversations and mini trainings. But those conversations are going to be deeper conversations. And I want to come here and I want to talk to you about all the things and the tools that are working in my life. I want to talk to you about manifestation. I want to talk to you about mindset and neuroplasticity. I want to talk to you about business alignment and building your dream life, because your dream life is waiting for you. I want to talk to you about becoming the most magnetic and highest version of yourself, dropping deeper into joy, pleasure, and worthiness, and finding fulfillment in whatever it is that you are going through and growing through right now. Whew, that felt like the truthiest truth from the depths of my soul, and that felt so good to get that off my chest and share that with you. So I think season 5 is going to be really, really juicy, because I feel like I have spent the last 7 months doing the hard work, doing the inner work, and dropping into the most authentic version of myself in this lifetime. And I just want to invite you to come along on this journey with me. It is a beautiful journey, and the expansion that I have felt in my life over this last 7 months is indescribable. But with it, with the messy middle that I have shared with you, has come a profound sense of peace, of freedom, of wealth, and fulfillment. And all of those things are available for you too. So let's jump in, darling. Let's turn the volume up. Season 5, let's go. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Turn the Volume Up. I'm so incredibly grateful for your support and for the downloads each week. I just have one favor to ask, and that is, if you haven't already left a 5-star review, would you please take 20 seconds to go leave that review for me? It really increases the rankings of the show and allows this content to get out to more people like you who are looking for these types of resources and tools. And as always, if you share this out on social media, please be sure to tag me. I always want to send some gratitude and love your way for all of the support.